Yom Beis is discussing this Machlokes Amarayim, whether we still say after the Churban HaBayis that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. What's the issue? With Zman HaBayis, there was a possibility of Edom coming in Amincha Olamayla, and Rav Moshe Yom Kodesh and Amacha Kodesh. So the first day the Edom came, so we really should have declared the first day as Rosh Chodesh, as Rosh Hashanah, but because they already brought the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, Amincha Olamayla, so the Levim sent the Rosh Shir. So the takana of the takana kaduma was that you're not in Kabbalah Edom, so you declare tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. But Nogam Moshe Yom Kodesh and Moch Kodesh, they tell the Balabatim at 5 o'clock in the afternoon you can go do Malacha. So next year they won't want to abstain on the 30th of El, because they think that last year they wasted our time. They told us not to do Malacha all day, and we lost Parnassa. So this year it's going to be the same thing. Maybe it'll be a mistake. So we have to tell them the first day, you're not allowed to do malacha even till the end of the day. And the first day is Rosh Hashanah Midrabbah. And the second day would be Nogi Masa Kodesh Malacha Kodesh. The second day is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. And you count Yom Kippur from the second day, 10 days after the second day, not 10 days after the first day. We're not going to make the first day Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, because then it's going to come out that the Levim said the wrong Shira. So I'm not Milcha Lamar. But after the Churban HaBayis, so there's no longer any Korban, no longer any Shira Saladim. So that was one of the nine takanas Rabbi Yechman Zaka, the Gemara, this stuff, he made nine takanas. One of the takanas was, you Kabbalah Eidus HaChodesh all day long. You Kabbalah Eidus HaChodesh all day long, so you're never going to have a case of also Yom Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh. So the people who didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was, so they're going to observe, those who lived far away from the Makam Avad, where the Bezin was, so they're going to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It would be a Sfeik of the Yoma, whether the first day or the second day. But it's not possible to be a... There is no possibility that the Osei Yom Kodesh and Macha Kodesh. You say Kedusha Achas, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot. You don't say Kedusha Achas because it's Miman of Shach, either the first day or the second day. It's not both. But Rosh Hashanah, there is a possibility. It could be, if the Edom came in Hamichal HaMailah, the both days are Rosh Hashanah. One is their Reis and one is their Rabbanu. Since they're both Rosh Hashanah, so it lends itself to say Kedusha. Whenever it lends itself, then you say Kedusha. It's like the Rambam wrote by Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. So it lends itself to say Kedusha, so you do say. Shabbos next to Yom Kippur doesn't lend itself to fasting because Yom Kippur has a head of Rechonav, Shabbos doesn't have a head of Rechonav. But those, both days Rosh Hashanah are the same. So if the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanu, the second day is Rosh Hashanah, the Reis, then we ought to say it's a Kedusha Achas. So the Shalas, but after the Churban HaBayis, Arich and then Zakai, one of the 10 takanas was, he repealed that takana. He repealed the takana not to be Mekabalei. So this man, after the Churban HaBayis, there was still Mekadosh Al-Piri until the days of Abai Barada. So it's possible to speak about a Sveik of the Yana. Which day is the real day? If you live far away from the Beis Avad, Chutz L'Chum, so they're not going to know. Wherever their Avad is, they're going to know. Today's Rosh Hashanah, right? They're going to know. Today, tomorrow, they'll know. There won't be a Sveik of the Yana. But whoever lives Chutz L'Chum, they had no emails, they had no cell phones. They're not going to know when Rosh Hashanah was. You have to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah and the Sveik of the Yoma, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. So if it's a Sveik of the Yoma, then it's not the Kedusha Achas. It's like Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So that's what some of the other Amoraim say. The Takanos of Yechem and Zaka V'Elach, after he did away with Eim Kab Meiras HaChadish Ben Amlich HaLamaylo, so it can never be Kedusha Achas. Rosh Hashanah is the same as the other Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara says now. Rav Oma, no. Even after Takanos of Yechem and Zakai, here is it. Ab Takanos of Yechem and Zakai v'Eilach Beitz Asura. What Rav says, no? Rav Oma here, 6 lines from the bottom. Ab Takanos of Yechem and Zakai Beitz Asura. What? Mila Moed Rav Yechem and Zakai. Bo in man Michal Amayla Nog Moshe Am Kodesh Moch Kodesh. So Rashi has a very surprising shot. If the Edom come at the 4 o'clock, that's a pella. Why should they also Yom Kodesh Moch Kodesh? Tesis disagrees with Rashi. The bottom Tesis says no. If the Edom come so late in the day, that is simply not Bechdeshi Asu. They can't declare. There's not enough time. They can't declare the first day Rosh Hashanah. They even come 2 minutes before the Shkita. There isn't enough time to declare the first day as Rosh Chodesh as Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, The old takana, Noga Moshan Kodesh Mochan Kodesh, applies here. In the Bizman Abayis, it used to be Minah Mincha Lamayla. Mincha was in between 2:30 and 3:30. Took an hour to be Makrev the Talmud Shel Ben Abay. Then they do the Nisach Hayayin right afterwards. Let's say between 2:30 and 3:30. So 3:30 and 4, they did Nisach Hayayin. So they already said the wrong Shira. So if it's already 4 o'clock, Noga Moshan Kodesh Mochan Kodesh. After the Korban Abayis, it's not from 4 o'clock on, it's from 5 to 6 on. Because they used to make a whole ceremony, they probably wore a talis, and they held the Sefer Torah, and they declared the Mekudesh HaChodesh, and they had everybody saying Mekudesh Mekudesh. So you don't even have 5 minutes before the Shkia. So the old Takon HaSan HaKadosh Mekudesh HaKadosh still applies even as well as Shkia. So, how does this carry over this Bizman HaZeh? So there's a rush in the end of Rosh Hashanah. Usually the rush is broken down to simonim that are bite size. So there they have the last 4 pages is one simon dalet in the rush. It's very long, but it's next to the last page in the rush in Rosh Hashanah. He quotes a Chulas Rashi. What's haste? What's herzach? When you say shachyanu on the second day in Kiddush, on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Second day Pesach Shavuot Sukkot in Simchas Torah, you say Shachyanu, because now we know 100 years in advance when Yantav, we have a Luach Kavua. But they sent the letter, Shalch Mitam, we should still observe Yantav Sheni, just like they used to observe it. So just like when they used to observe Yantav Sheni, it was a Sfeika de Yoyma, they didn't know whether yesterday or today. So yesterday they said Shachyanu, and today we say, well, maybe yesterday was Erev Yantav and Shachyanu was a Bracha L'Atala. We better repeat Shachyanu tonight in Kiddush. It's only a Sufik Bracha. Sufik Bracha should be L'Hakel. Why do you say Shachyanu be Sufik? So the Gemara asked that question. And then the Maglukin Gemara asked, why do you say a Bracha on the second Seder? You say a Bracha on the Matzah, on the Mar. You say Kiddush, you say Shachyanu. Should be Sufik Bracha L'Hakel. So the Gemara gives 2 answers. So the Rambam Pasuk is like Abaye Barabba give 2 answers. So the Rambam Pasuk is like Abaye, and as you can, and as like Kashi. Usually we pass like brother. How did the Rambam decide to pass like Abaye? So they say because Abaye says Keich the Lola Zalzule Ben. Here they went out of the way that you have to say a bracha misafik, because you're going to tell the people they should observe the second day Yom, but don't say Kiddush. Don't say a bracha on the matzah, don't say a bracha on the mar, don't say shachyanu. So it's going to be a dead giveaway that it's a fake, that it's a suffix, it's only made rabbana, make believe. So you're going to be mezalza. And that'd be, like Rav Soloveitchik said, Shmini Atzeres, the chassidim don't sit in the sukkah. Either the Gemara says, you have to sit in the sukkah. So what happened was, the Gemara says, basically, asfini bracha lo mevarchin, you don't say a bracha. A mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. So everybody knows that it's not a mitzvah, so they're not going to do it. That's Rav Moshe has the tshuva, but he lived under the communists. So they made him go to work all day. So they had to go to work so early in the morning, they couldn't say a bracha on the tefillin. Couldn't say, you're not supposed to say a bracha on tefillin until Mashiach is chaver. So they had to go to work for the communists before the crack of dawn. So the din should have been, they should put on tefillin b'li bracha. So Moshe said, you're going to tell the people, put on tefillin b'li bracha, they're going to stop putting on tefillin. A mitzvah without a bracha, nishke mitzvah, like by the chassidim, they don't sit in Shmini Atzeres, because you don't say a bracha. It's a nishke mitzvah. So Moshe paskin, you do say a bracha. So mikra adami paskin vayla is man tefillin. It's only a chumim that are born, gzeir v'shem yishem v'hem, v'shem yafiach v'hem. So that gzeir only applies before you went to sleep, but if you already woke up, and you're going to have to work all day long. So there's no Zerish and Nishabah. So he took the responsibility. He passed, can you do Sebrach? Otherwise, they're going to be Mazalsan and Natil. So that's what Abai says. If you're going to tell the people, you have the Chenis and stake of the Yemen, you should do the mitzvah. Not Sebrach, it's going to be a Zilzal. Keech, the Lil Zalzulibet. So you do Sebrach. How did the Ramon know that all of a sudden you're passing like Abai? Usually, when it's Machoy, they're passing like Rova. So, this Fasemis writes because the Gemara says that on Shmini Atzeres you sit in the sukkah, you don't say a bracha. Shailas, why not? Whenever the Sfeika of the Yom, you do say a bracha. So there it's a sveik of the yom. Maybe shnei atzeres is a shana rabbi. Maybe it's not a shana rabbi. So how come we don't say a bracha? The one opinion, the three opinions in the Gemara. What's the story with sukkah and shnei atzeres? One opinion, not in sukkah, like a chassidim. One opinion, it's in sukkah with a bracha. One opinion, it's in sukkah, you don't say a bracha. So now gives in the Gemara, it says, basically, as we know, you don't say a bracha. So they ask, why not? The other opinion should be correct. Every yantam sheni do say a bracha. So this Vasana says, the Gemara goes like Abai. The sum of the Gemara sukkah goes like Abai. The only reason why you say a bracha, and yantam sheni keecha de lola zalzule be, they're going to do malacha. But here, you're going to say a bracha on yeshiva the sukkah and shmini atzeres, you're going to treat it like a shana rabbi. Shana rabbi is chalamoy. So fakir. And saying a bracha on the Shemini Atzeres, the sitting in Sukkah, will cause the zilzal. People realize, hey, it's not really Shemini Atzeres, really Hashana Rabba. So the whole reason, the only reason why you say a bracha Yantav Sheni, Skechet Delola Zalzula, they could be Mechazek. The people should realize that it's really Yantav, not the Dumalacha. So if you tell them to say a bracha on the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, they will cause zilzal. They'll be doing all the malachas that you're allowed to do in Chalamoy. So that's what this Fasana says. And then I think he points out that the is on the bottom of the page in the Rambam. The Migdal Ois quotes the Chulas Rambam, that the Rambam wrote that the Fed. Rambam wrote that's to his mocker. How did he know the Paschal Agabai? I think so. How did the Rambam know the Paschal Agabai against Rabbi? Rabbi gave a different reason. Because of that Gemara by Shmini Yatzin. So the Rosh has a Shaila. And every other Yom Tov Sheni Shal Gaon is when you say Kiddush, she says Shal Gaon and why? Because it's a Sveik of the Yom. Maybe yesterday was Erev Yom Tov, maybe today is Yom Tov. Today we know the first day is Yom Tov. They have the Luach, Kavua. But Shalchem Itam, you should still observe Yom Tov Sheni like they used to observe years ago. So years ago, it used to be a Sveik of the Yom. And we saw if they did say Shal Gaon on the second night, Kerech the Lo Zal Zulebe. He said all the brachas. But on Rosh Hashanah, that it's a Kedusha Achas, it's not a Sveik of the Yoimah. So that's the Shaila, they say Shechyanu on the second night of night. So the Rosh quotes a Chulas Rashi, Rabbeisai Paskin, Rashi says Rabbeisai Paskin, if you don't say Shechyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, because it's Kedusha Achas. It's not a Sveik of the Yoimah, it's a Kedusha Achas. And you should not say Shechyanu. And then Rashi says, and I don't agree, he disagrees with Rabbeisa, and then Rashi writes in the Tshuva the same argument on the same. That's the minig all over. Then the Rosh Adkan, the Rosh quotes the Adkan Tshuva's Rashi. Then he says, these Mekam, he does Mekam, some do like Rashi, some do like Rabbeisa, Shal Rashi. Then he ends up, but now the minig all over is that everybody does say Shech Yono on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Shaila is why? Aye, but it's not as fake a deal, it's a Kedusha Achas. So the Rosh explains why. A good part of this is in the Mochamas on our Gemara. So we know 100 years in advance, 500 years in advance, we know when Rosh Hashanah, we know when Yom Tov is going to be. We have the calendar that's printed, but Yasser does not say to Yom. But they say, Hizor, Minigab, Sechem, and Dechem, you should observe 2 days Yom Tov the way they always used. The Ramban says you have to observe according to all the logical possibilities, what could possibly happen. So what could have happened? So it could have been the Edom came on the first day. The first day was Rosh Hashanah. The second day is Chol. It could have been that the Edom came late in the day. Rabbi says, Mila Moide, Rabbi Yechemen Zakai, that the Edom come late in the day, according to Rashi, the Edom come at 4 o'clock. Rashi says, no, the Edom come 5 to 6. There isn't 5 minutes. There's not 5 minutes left to make a ceremony of Kiddush HaChodesh. So there is a possibility. There used to be a. Now there's no possibility. Now it's a Luach Kavua. The calendars are printed. But there used to be a possibility that the Edom would sometimes come late at 5 to 6 in the evening, and then it would be Rosh Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh. So we have to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah according to the both possibilities. Maybe it was really the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's not the Masi Yom Kodesh and the Mach HaKodesh. And if it was Masi Yom Kodesh, the Mach HaKodesh is what? So the first day was Rosh Hashanah, the Rabban, and the second day was Rosh Hashanah, the Raisi. So then the Rosh assumes, we should observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah today, the same way it used to be. And it used to be two possibilities. because the third Pasuk also might be only the second day was Rosh Hashanah. But that never happened for so many centuries. The Moshe Azriel never happened. So that's, the Rosh Hashanah considers the two possibilities. Maybe the first day was Rosh Hashanah, the day Shabbat, that's all. The Eidim came before 6 o'clock, the Eidim came at 10 in the morning, at 2 in the afternoon, 5 in the evening, so only the first day Rosh Hashanah. Or maybe it was the Eidim came 5 to 6, the Yelef, after 5 to 6, and now give us Rosh Hashanah. So the first day would have been Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbana, the second day would have been Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbana. If the first day would have been Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbana, so we said Shachrona on the first day, because we thought it's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. So it turned out that it was Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbana. And then the second day will be Rosh Hashanah, the Raisa. So the Rosh Hashanah, then you say again Shachrona. It doesn't help that you say Kedusha Achas. Because the second day is the real Rosh Hashanah, the Raisa. There's a place in Megillah, Dalar and Manal, in the Maschah Psak. Tosfos Shita, that's how the Ashkenazim do. When you lay the Megillah, Leil Purim, you say Shachrona. Then when you read the Megillah in the morning, so the Chabad Paschals like the Rambam, you don't say Shachrona. And there are more Paschals like that Tosfos, the Imam Maschal Sak, they do say Shachrona. Why? But you just read the Megillah last night. Usually you say Shachrona, a mitzvah, bom, mizman, mizman. You haven't done the mitzvah in a long, long time. So the Tilas Lulim you didn't do since last Tzukos. Kiyashev, he didn't do since last year. But Bikram Megillah just did last night. So why say again, Shachrona, Bikram Megillah in the morning? So Tosfos says, because the Chiyah Bayom is more chomer. The Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. What does that mean? So some say that the Megillah Medivri Kabbalah is only Bayom. Kriyah Balayla is only Rebbe Shur Balevi. Some say the Megillah Bayom is Medivri Kabbalah, the Megillah Balayla is Medivri Rabbanah. Whatever you say. So you say, or you say the Megillah Bayom is a double Kiyam, it's a Kiyam of Halal also, Megillah Balayla. There's no Kiyam of Halal. Anymore says, how come you won't say Halal on Kiyam? As long as you have three answers. So one of the answers was, Kriyasa Zuhalayla. So Kriyasa Zuhalayla is only Bayom Balayla, it's not Halal. So there's an added Kiyam in Halal Bayom that wasn't there Balayla. So you did the mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. This mitzvah I did last night. I just did it last night. But I repeat the exact same mitzvah Bayom, but it's a more elegant mitzvah. It's the Kabbalah, or it's an additional Kiyom Havalo. So that warrants a Shachrona. See here also. I observed Rosh Hashanah just yesterday. But yesterday was only in Panchi Kitchel Pira. But yesterday was in Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanah. No, the Masi Ham Kodesh El Machat Kodesh. Maybe the Eidim came before 5 to 6. So yesterday was Rosh Hashanah the Raisa. But if the Eidim came late in the afternoon, so it says 5 to 6, first day will be Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanah, second day will be the exact same Rosh Hashanah, but much more elegant will be a Rosh Hashanah the Raisa, and your Karak Yom Kippur from the second day, as much a Kitchel Piri. So that deserved, as much a Kitchel Piri, if that would have been the case, that deserved another Shachrona. So when we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, observe Minigam Sech Midechem, we observed it because of the possibilities. So one possibility was maybe it was also Yom Kodesh and the Machal Kodesh. So then they would have said Shachrona. So we should observe it like that also. There's a big discussion. Rambam, and the Sekelim on the Rambam, that you say 2 days Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas, is that only the Chumra or even the Kula? Let's say if Shabbos next to Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim and the Mishnah in Erevin, you can't make an Erev Chumra for Shabbos morning to go in one direction, an Erev Chumra to go Shabbos afternoon in the other direction. All day long you have to have the same Chum Shabbos. So if Shabbos next to Yom Tov, we pass the Shtei Kedushas, but then there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So if the din would have been that it's Kedusha Achas, you wouldn't be able to make a separate Erev Chumra for the first day, separate for the second day. And if it would have been Kedusha Achas, then if you make an Erev Chumra for the first day, and it was Nechel HaErev, the Erev Chumra is good even if they eat up the Erev, as long as it's Kainish Risa Bin Hashmashes. So if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, it's Kedusha Achas, you made an Erev Chumra there was Kaim, the first Kainash Moshes, and then it was eaten up, the Tum, the Kainash Vis, even for the second day, because it's Klusha Achas. We have the Paschal Mishnei Klushas. So over here, what they did, let's say, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So I made an Erev Tum to go Chutz with Tum on the first day, and I want to go Chutz with Tum on the second day also, but the Erev Tum was Nechal on the first day. So they say it's Klusha Achas, Ben Lachal, Ben Lachmer. I feel a little hokka. It's Kedusha Achas B'Toras Vaday. They say, no, it's Kedusha Achas B'Toras Sofek. So that's what the Ramban is explaining here. And the Rosh is, the Ramban and the Machane says, we should observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah today based on all the logical possibilities that could have been. Bizman Shekidshot P.R.V. of Bizman Amigdosh. So Bizman Amigdosh, it could have been only the first day with the Yom Tov, could be possibly only the second day. It could be that both, Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh and Mocha Kodesh. If the Edom don't come at all on the first day, then it's only the second day is Rosh Hashanah. The Edom come 5 minutes to 6, and Tessa says that Takone Kaduma applies, Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh and Mocha Kodesh. So if it's Osi Yom Kodesh and Mocha Kodesh, then it's Kedusha Achas. But since that's one possibility, maybe Edom didn't come at all, Tessa said. Edom don't come at all, so it's not a din Osi Yom Kodesh and Mocha Kodesh. It's only the second day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So if you have to observe today 2 days Rosh Hashanah because of the various logical possibilities, so then it should only be Kedusha Achas L'Achmer, not L'Hokeh. Whatever was booked on the first day should remain booked on the second day. If I made an Erev Tumah on the first day, I cannot make a separate Erev Tumah on the second day. You have to be Machmer, that is Kedusha Achas. But likewise, if Nechel HaErev on the first day, you can't rely on that. You can't say Kedusha Achas L'Hokeh. So you have to consider both possibilities. So that's the Rosh at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as that Machloitus. There were those who thought that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, Ben L'Hokeh, Ben L'Hachmer. So you don't say Shachyan on the second day. It's only Kedusha Achas. I already observed Rosh Hashanah the first day, so nothing new. And the Rosh doesn't like that. He says, no, we observe Rosh Hashanah 2 days because of all the logical possibilities. So it's one of the logical possibilities for Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh Mocha Kodesh. So the second day is their Isa. That's more enhanced than the first day. So you should say Shachyan. Or another time was the Edom wouldn't come at all on the first day. So only the second day would be Rosh Hashanah. Then of course he should say Shachyana. I just suffered, but that's, we always say the brachas on Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's only a suffering. But this is an important remark, an important fact. The top tesis on Hand of Days, the Gemara tells a story that the Tana Reb Lezer lived after the Churban Abayis. They made a takana that whoever has a kerem avay, not an avay, that's within a day's radius of a day's traveling from Yerushalayim, should bring it to Yerushalayim. It shouldn't be pointed at that avay. Kedei la'atu shuk Yerushalayim b'peiros. Then the question was, after the Churban Abayis, Kedei la'atu shuk Yerushalayim b'peiros. It's not a Jewish city anymore. The Roman soldiers are all over the place. Why should we be interested in beautifying the city? So the Gemara says, nonetheless, even though the Tam Hatakone no longer applies, the Romans took over, it doesn't have the beauty of Yerushalayim any longer, but until they told them, Nimna lacha chaberecha v'iti ruhu, and they were matter. So Rav Lezer did know that. Rav Lezer the Tana didn't realize that they had already repealed that Takana Kedim. So he was prepared to have Kira Ladi. So that's what Tosis raises. Tosis quotes Rashi, raises the question, what is going to accomplish Hav Kira Ladi? Mamanavsha, if you hold like Kitchalasi Lavai, Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedusha, so that means they can't eat it, then Yerushalayim eat it. No, but Yerushalayim is the Oisi Yerushalayim. The city geographically on the map, it's still called Yerushalayim. But it's like Kitchalas Alavis, that's before Bada doesn't have Kedusha. So what are the Anim going to do with it? They can't eat it either in Yerushalayim. Elamai holds. So if you hold Kitchalas Alavis, right? If you hold Kitchalas Alavis, what is Tosis saying? What does that say? Because of the kitcha, dusha shana, kitcha. It doesn't taste as if I live in the dusha vishana. Dusha vishana was. Dusha vishana there, it's always in the days of Yishuddin. Dusha vishana of the Beis Hamikdash is Bavad Shlomo, the Yomar talks about. Here we're talking about dusha shniya, talking after the churban by Shem. They probably don't mean dusha vishana, probably mean if it was kitcha lazilo. They say, if Yerushalayim retains the Kedusha, okay, if you all like Kedusha, that's the love, right? So, Mahe, Vichal Aniyin, was there, even if it's going to mark, are you Tzichim Bavdoso, go to Machila, and it'll cost them a fortune. How can they be paid? And if you hold, that's if you all love Kedusha, and if you hold yes Kedusha, that's the love, right? So then Tosfos says, okay, that'll be good. The Aniyim can travel, they have time. Rav Lezer is a busy man, he doesn't have time to travel to Yerushalayim. But if the Ol Kitcha Lasi Lavai, then the Aniyim don't work for a living. So they'll take the Netter Revai, they'll bring it to Yerushalayim, they'll eat it there. That's one suggestion. Inami, I feel it's really like, Ol Kitcha Lasi Lavai. So you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So Maher Bichu Aniyim, the Kongkong Hoyim Avichim Aniyim, so he can also be paid on a pruta. He can also be, so let Reb Lezer be paid on a pruta. You're not allowed to be paid on a pruta because you're cheating Hegdish. That's bizman that you're able to eat Maisi Sheni. They quote the Gemara in Erechim. The din of Hegdish Shaman Shechel Shav Pruta Mechulo is based on the pasuk that we learn out. Kisim Kamim Kala Misach Kala Masecha. So the Hegdish is worth $100, going to pay a dollar, going to pay a nickel. That's Oinoah. So with my mind from the Pasuk, the Din of Oinoah doesn't apply. So B'diyevet, it's Chal. Hegdish Arman, you're not allowed to cheat Hegdish. There's an Issa. But B'zman is saying, not cheating Hegdish. Hegdish can't. Someone, the Gemara tells you, somebody was Magdish a mansion. What are you going to do with the mansion? What are you going to do with it? Someone's going to be over on the Eel of the Hegdash. So the Gemara says, it better be paid. So what are you going to give $5 million and throw it into the Yama Melech? So it's a hepsid in the moment. So the Gemara says, be paid on $10 and then throw it into the Yama. Don't be paid on $5 million. You don't have to be paid to be shabby. So that's what Tosfos says. Bizman hazeh, if you don't like Kitcha Lasi Lavai, so Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedushas, he can't eat the Maisi Sheni there. So Maisi Sheni is not going to gain anything by you being mafrish. Shall we have $5,000 worth of Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni is not losing anything if you're going to be paid down a dollar, and not getting anything going to be paid down $10,000 worth. And they will be paid on a pruta in Shoy. So why do you have to be Mafkirit Lanim? So Rav Lezer could have done the same thing. So the Maharam explains, no, but the Takone, that you're not allowed to eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim within one day's travel, still applies. So they're going to have to bring it to Yerushalayim within one day's radius of Yerushalayim. But he doesn't have time. Rav Lezer doesn't have time. Even though Yerushalayim lost its Kedusha, but the geographic location is still there. So Tosfos in the second answer assumes, Inami Yerushalayimah, the second answer they're assuming that the Takana is still in place. Even though Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedusha, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. But you're not allowed to eat it there. So you have to be paid there before you eat it, but basically you're eating in Chutz Yerushalayim, reading it in the geographic location of Yerushalayim, but it does not have Kedushas in Yerushalayim. So Rav Lezer doesn't have time to travel there, he's busy learning, busy with business, whatever he's busy with, so let the Aniyim go schlep over there. So these are the two answers that Tosfos gave. So the Achronim point out, according to the first answer that they gave, the Aniyim, that Rav Lezer holds Kitcha Lasi Lavai, and they can eat it in Yerushalayim. So they say, is this against the Nefesh of Gemara? Gemara says in Makkis and to Gemara in Zvachim, you can't eat Maisa Sheni, because Man Sheim is Be'ach Bonu. Because the Pasuk says, Echalto Sham Lefnei Sham Alakecha Maisa Degoncha B'Sirosha B'Sarecha B'Choros B'Korcha B'Tzoynecha. You have to eat Maisa Sheni in Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. So just like Kachim Kalim can only be eaten as much as Yesh Mizbeach Bonui, that's based on a different Pasuk, as I say. Basa Yeyochel, as Adam Yishefer, Basa Yochel. when you zork the dam on the mizbeach, you can't eat the basa before zrikas adam. So it says in the Chumash, you zork the dam and then you can eat the basa. So just like if you remember, you zork the dam if there is a mizbeach, can't be zork the dam on the floor. So there was no mizbeach burning after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was no mizbeach. So it's impossible to be zork the dam. So you're not allowed to eat korbanos. Let's say they bought a carp of shlamim, and then the Romans came and they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Shlamim is nefesh, neyam and v'lai lechem. So were they allowed to eat it on Tisha B'Av that day? After they destroyed all Beis Hamikdash, were they allowed to eat the shlamim? Even if the old Yerushalayim was kitchen lasi lavai, but the dam is be'ach banim, so you can't eat the shlamim. So just like you can't eat shlamim, you can't eat ma'aser sheni either, because it's all in one pasuk. It's a hekesh. Al tosham lefnei Hashem lekecha ma'aser b'gorach b'shirat zirecha. So this man that you can't eat, Kach Mikalim can't eat, Maisa Shena. So that's what the Achronim asked in the back of the Gemara. So what is Tosis talking about? They should eat the Netter of Ayi in Yerushalayim because Kitchen lost it up, but the Dom is Be'ach Bola. See, Mechorah you see from Tosis HaChidosh, let's say they forgot the Gemara, made a mistake. But Mechorah you see from Tosis HaChidosh that they hold that Pasuk only goes on Maisa Shena, doesn't go on Netter of Ayi. That to provide, there is no such thing. You don't need Mizbeach Bonai. That Gemara Makkas and Mizvachim that you need Mizbeach Bonai, even though there's a Gzeresh of Kodesh Kodesh Mi Maisa, linked together Netter Mizrahi with Maisa Sheni, and it has similar dinim, very, very similar dinim, the Sefer Chaimish and so on. But this din only applies to Maisa Sheni. You can't eat the Maisa Sheni, there's Manshei Mizbeach Bonai. So the there's a sefer Pas HaShulchan written by one of the Talmidim of the Grove. He has a lot of mitzvahs like quiz boards, and Shulchan Aruch is very little, everything is in one simon shin amal. The Pas HaShulchan has more barichas. So he quotes a tshuva from the Radbaz, where the Radbaz has the following discussion. You're allowed to be paid by Sushena either Berichot Mokka, Kutz Yerushalayim, or Betumah. Let's say the Maaser Sheni became Tomei, so the Gemara is not from the Pasuk, but you're allowed to be quoted even in Yerushalayim. So these two different routes, so the Maaser Sheni, if Nitmo, Kilo Sucha Seisa, and Seisa Lachilo, if it's Nitmo, there was another din, you can quote the Maaser Sheni, Berichot Mokam, maybe they're one in the same. How are they one in the same? So the Torah Zeroyim has this. So the same author as the Emek Brocha, he says, maybe it's one in the same din. When the Maaser Sheni is Chutz Yerushalayim, it's Lo Nitan Lachilu. When the Maaser Sheni is in Yerushalayim and it's Nitma, it's also Lo Nitan Lachilu. You're not allowed to eat. Lachalti, Lo Diyata B'mena B'tomi. You're not allowed to consume it in the state of Tumah. So maybe it's a Tzara Shani, maybe it's one and the same thing. Whenever the Maaser Sheni is Mitzvos and Le'ayachel, then it doesn't lend itself to Tumah. Whenever it doesn't have Mitzvos and Le'ayachel, because either it's Nitma or Berich or Kmokan, then it lends itself to thinking, what do you gain by making into Tzara Shabbat's one din instead of two din? So he has a complicated question. There is right. But here, the Tshuvas HaRadvaz has a simple enough to me. What about Maaser Sheni Bizman HaZeh, the Yerushalayim? Maaser Sheni Tohor, who is never Hukshah LeKabel Tumah. So even though I'm Tomei, I'm touching it. It's not LeKabel Tumah. Erchum is only LeKabel Tumah. And it's in Yerushalayim, it's in the Yer Atika. So it's not Tomei, and it's not Berichot Mokam, but there's no Mizbeach Bonim, so it doesn't lend itself to Achila. So there's a Tshuvas HaRadvaz where he splits this Shaila. Can you be paid in Maaser Sheni Netter Vayi Mizbanazeh in Yerushalayim because of the fact that there's no Mizbeach Bonim? So he says, he thinks there's a difference between Maaser Sheni Netter Vayi. The way that I never looked it up in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, the way it's quoted at Pas HaShulchan, he has it backwards. He says that by Netter Ravai, you can be Poida, and the Maaser Sheni cannot be Poida. I think it's probably a misprint. Probably meant to say Faker. Maaser Sheni is an off in the Gemara. If it's not Sheni, it's bad, Poida, you can't eat. Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. So the Radvaz on this, he doesn't explain it. If you look in the Torah Zeroyim, he explains it. Radvaz and Pas HaShulchan, they don't explain. He just said, that's the din. Can you be paid in my Sheni, that the Rabbi is Manazer? Then you be Shalayim, Hayyoset, the Zom is Bech Bonus. He says, split between Maaseh Sheni and Teiva. So it's probably a misprint. You should have said like this: Maaseh Sheni is an often a Gemara. You cannot eat Bizman as Asim. It's not Oymed Lachila. It doesn't have Mitzvah Sama Yachel. So that's the halacha. Whenever the Maaseh Sheni is not Nita Lachila, it lends itself to Pidyon. But that the Ravai, the din of his bad partner, doesn't carry over. That's what you see from the place it's called from Rashi. It doesn't carry over. You are able to eat Neta Ravai Bizmanazah, even though there's no Mizbech Bona. So Neta Ravai cannot be paid of Bizmanazah in Yerushalayim. Because it is Oymed Lachila. I happen to be Tommy, that's my problem. But the Neta Ravai itself lends itself to Achila. But the Maaseh Sheni, the Atzmusa, without me, doesn't lend itself to Achila. Because the name is Be'ach Bonner. So that's the fascinating Chiddush that Tosis came up with. That to distinguish between Maaseh Sheni and Neter.
So that's Rabbi
Yochanan. Tosis raised the question whether if Dusha Rishayna, like Kitchelasi Lavai, if like Kitchelasi Lavai, you're going to have to be paid. So Tosfos, the second answer says that you can be paid on a pupa. You look in the Rambam at Perek Beis in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, he quotes Geonim about this. Is it true that Hekdesh Almanah Shechol Shavur Puta Mechulol applies to Maaseh Sheni or not? So the Netziv has a piece about this in his commentary on the Shiltis. And he quotes, the Rama quotes a little bit, he quotes more. It was a machlokes in the days of the Gaonim. Some of the Gaonim held that the din doesn't apply to Maaseh Sheni. But this is all over Shasa, it seems that they were that it does apply. So the question is, how do they know? The Gemara says on a Hegdish, the Gemara never said it on Maaseh Sheni. So there's a Bir Agra on Yeriday, it's in Shin Laman Al. Bir Agra writes, there's a machlokes Hatanayim, where the Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya Mama Hegdish. So we pass them like it's an unusual, it's an exception to the rule. Usually Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, here we pass like Rav Meir. The Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So since it's Mama Gavoya, so the Gross says, therefore has a din of like Hegdish. A Hegdish is Eina and all a Hegdish Avaman, a Shechil and a Shavikut and a Chulo. That's how. If the din would have been like Rav Yudah, the Maaseh Sheni, Mama Gavoya, then the din of Shavaman, a Shechil and a Shavikut and a Chulo would not have applied. That's a Chiddush the Vilna Gaon says. Sounds a little bit like a Shepel. Whether the din applies to Bizmanazah, Hekdish Armanish, or Putamachu, applies to Maaseh Sheni Bizmanazah, depends on Abudah and the Rabbanah. So the Netziv has in that place in the Shiltas where he talks about it, and he starts off, Divi Hagra Eden Tzichim Chis. The Vilna Gaon said it, we should assume that it's correct, but it happens that it's an often in Yerushalayim. He said the Gaon didn't make it up. He's quoting on the Farishah, so he quotes a passage in the Talmud Yerushalayim. So that was interesting. There's another interesting point over here. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudah Amud Aleph, and other Gemaras as well. The Gemara puts together the two topics of Kitchel Asi Lava of Kedushas Haaretz, Kitchel Asi Lava of Kedushas Hamikdash. So there, Megillah Yudah Amud Aleph, there's a long passage where they quote Rav Chaim Kohen. He thinks that it, even though the Gemara puts it together, it doesn't necessarily have to be Tolei Zavizah. There's room to distinguish in either direction. Look at the famous Rambam and the Raiva in the end of Paraglav and Hilchos Beis Abchira, each one distinguishes. The Rambam holds that the Kedusha Bishoina was Batla at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, Kedusha Sa'aretz, but Kedusha Sa'migdosh retained. The Rambam's Shita is that from the day that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdosh, Yerushalayim and the Migdosh and Har Bais, everything retained the Kedusha. So during the 7 years of Golas Batla, till they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time, the Kedusha Sa'aretz was Batla, the Kedusha Sa'migdosh was Kayam, and the Ravid holds the reverse of the Rambam. The Ravid says there that Kedusha Hamikdash was Batla, because if Kedusha Hamikdash was Kitchel Asi Lavai, so how will a prophecy be Mekuyam? The Nevi'im said that the Bais HaShlishi is going to have a higher level of Kedusha than the Bais Rishon, higher than the Mishkan. How can it be higher if it's Kitchel Asi Lavai? Whatever it has a house, how can it outdo? So the answer is it was Batla. Why is it Batla? The Ravid writes a very strange idea. He says, Yadeo Haya Ezra, Ezra knew that the Bais Sheni was going to be Chorin. So when he built it, he was only Mekadosh it was mine. You have to have on Yadeo Haya Shlomo also. You have to say Shlomo HaMelech knew the first place of Midian to be Chorin. And he built it, he's the only endowed with Kedusha Lizman. And Ezra only endowed with Kedusha Lizman. That's how the Ravid writes. So the Ravid holds that Bizman is there, the Mokam HaMikdash has no Kedusha. that Eretz Yisrael is Kitchalosil. Kedusha Shnia, Rav Rishon and Paskin is Kitchalosilo. So the Raibit also distinguished between Kedusha Sarts and Kedusha Migdash, but in the opposite direction from the Rama. Rama has a Kedusha Migdash is Kitchalosilo, but Kedusha Sarts was like Kitchalosilo during the 7 years of Golas Babel. And the Raibit talks about his man as that, Kedusha Migdash, the Migdash was Babel, Kedusha Sarts always like Babel. So it's interesting over here. If you hold like the second inami yeshlamim, the second suggestion that kedushas Yerushalayim was batla and kedushas Haaretz was also a batla, a loy batla. So if kedushas Haaretz was batla, so Eretz Yisrael is like chutz laaretz. So there's a din of revai. Is revai noy b'chutz laaretz? So that's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim that there is a din just like there's a din of Orla b'chutz laaretz, there's a din of Revai b'chutz laaretz. The Rambam thinks that it's not correct. Orla is Orla and Revai is Revai. There's no din of Revai b'chutz laaretz. So that's the Minchas Chinuch raises this issue on this Tosfos. If it should say Kedusha Yerushalayim was Batla, so this Tosfos means Kedusha Yerushalayim was also Batla, and nonetheless it's Tosfos Lishitosim that there's a din of Revai, even a chutz laaretz, that's what they mean. But l'chored is correct. If you're going to say Kedusha Saaretz was batla, then it's going to be Orla and Netta Revai, but chutz laaretz, even though it's in the geographic location of Eretz Yisrael. But it won't have the din of Orla Revai, but it'll have the din of Orla Revai, chutz laaretz. And that's an important thesis. The Shavu Mana, Shechilo, Shavu Chuta, we do it all the time in Eretz Yisrael. When they're putting my Sushin today, everybody's making. Nobody gives a Shavya. Everybody gives just a Pruta. That's an important thing. So the Tosfos here, the Eden, is also an important thing. The Tosfos says you don't always apply the rule. The Tosfos should be meaning itself in Achan Atir. The Tosfos says, for example, my Megulu. How can we take a drink my Megulu today? So the notion of Tosfos is a little bit Megumgum. Tosfos says, even though Gili was a Dovish of Minyan, but we don't apply the rule of Dovish of Minyan, Sach Menachal Atir. The Pashtus says that the Lashon is Megumkam, they mean that it's not a Dovish of Minyan. Dovish of Minyan means if the Chacham make Exera de Rabban. Over here, the Chacham didn't make Exera de Rabban. There's a Pasuk and Chumash, and it's Shmarta Miyoda Nafshe Sech, you're not allowed to do anything that may be detrimental to your health. So the Chacham just said, they didn't make Exera de Rabban, they just said, open up your eyes, wake up, realize my Megulim is a suffix akana. So you have to be careful. But they never made a Zera de Rabbanis, even though there's Mana Zera. Today, if you live in a city, it's been a Choshim or not Mitzuyim. So there's no Chashash. But they never made a Zera de Rabban. So the Pashtus is over here also. Not that in Bavel, when they had the Chavri, so they made a Zera de Rabban that you're not allowed to do a funeral on Yom Kippur. They never made it there at the Rabbanah. They said, they recommended, don't do it. An Eitzah, don't do it. But they never made it there at the Rabbanah. The same is by many, many Rishonim, perhaps most of the Rishonim hold that Chol of Akum is never Nigzer, a Dovish of Minyan. Most hold, there's an Issa deraisa, not about to drink Chol of Beim at Meir, Chol of Beim at Trefa. So Chol of Akum, the Chachamah said, you have to be careful. You may be falling in. But they never made a Dovish of Minyan, never made it Xerah. They just said, open up your eyes, and suffix their eyes of the chumer. So if you live in a country, that's what many Rishonim, Rova Rishonim hold like. The Radvaz wrote several thousand tshuvas. So every so often there's a stira in this tshuvas. And this Techemet has a long kuntras on Chol of Akum. So it points out there's a stira in the tshuvas of the Radvaz. And several of the tshuvas he writes, Chol of Akum was never a Dovish of the Minyan. They just said, suffix their eyes of the chumer. And in one tshuva, he says that it was a dovish of the minyan. So even if you live in a country where cholov gemalim, cholov beimet meyer is not common, it's a dovish of the minyan, and you have to observe it. So that's the concept that Tosfos says. Maim Achrayim also like that. Tosfos writes in the beginning of Kol Abasa. Maim Achrayim, they never made Gzeirah Derabbanan. You don't say Abracha. Maim Rishonim say Abracha. Maim Achrayim say, you don't say Abracha. It's not a mitzvah Derabbanan. They just said, you're not allowed to do a Dovish Yesh B'Sakona. So open up your eyes. This is Safik Sakona. If Melech Zedem, this is Motzi. Melech Zedem is not Motzi. So you don't need it. So there's no problem. That's an important test. Okay, let's stop.